بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اتباع سنت کو خاص دخل ہے انجذاب میں. ہمارے حضرت حاجی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے سلسلے میں بہت ہی جلد نفع شروع ہو جاتا ہے. اس کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ اس سلسلے میں بطریق جذب نفع پہنچتا ہے نہ بطریق سلوک. اور اس جذب کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ اس سلسلے میں اتباع سنت کا بڑا اہتمام ہے. جب حق تعالیٰ کے محبوب کا اتباع کیا جاتا ہے تو محبوب کا اتباع کرنے والا بھی محبوب ہو جاتا ہے، اور جب محبوب ہو جاتا ہے تو محبوب کا خاصہ ہے انجذاب. حق تعالیٰ فوراً اس کو اپنی طرف منجذب فرما لیتے ہیں. چنانچہ حق تعالیٰ کا ارشاد ہے، قل ان کنتم تحبون اللہ فاتبعونی یحببکم اللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. For doing the wuzu rites and after that reading the shahadatain and followed by two rakats of namaz. One hadith is about all the eight doors of jannat open up for the person, and the other hadith is that his sins get all forgiven. So one person, Adi Sahib's with perhaps a lot of devotion and focus, did the wuzu and performed the namaz. So he wanted to know, alright, what is the reward for this? We heard the hadith, so he was shown a hur. Everything was too beautiful, out of this world, too exotic. Somehow you see someone now, then you will see everything. One thing is not sufficient. You will see the lakes, the valleys, hills, oceans, everything. Right? Do the examination properly. So anyway, as he examined her carefully, he noticed that she was blind. So he came and related the whole thing to her. Adi Sahib told him, perhaps just to gain the concentration, you closed your eyes. Though you may have gained the concentration, but this is not in keeping with the sunnah. So in this path there is a lot of emphasis on adhering to the sunnah. You won't say this is to sunnat hi to hai, it's just an insignificant or small sunnat. It's a sunnat. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say that even to the extent of entering the toilet with the left foot. Then he went on to say that if someone mistakenly went into the toilet with the right, then he comes out, corrects himself, then goes in with the right, with the left, then he will perceive a noor in his heart. So the sunnah is what its effect, and the reason it's got the effect is that these are the ways of the beloved, the ways of the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. One person, passing the street, saw an old woman, called him, old, 85 something, he's young, 20, 21, this old woman is calling him. So now he thought perhaps she wants some khidmat, take something, pass something. So as he arrived, she laid it out nicely and made him eat, greeted him, etc., I was wondering, why is this Ikram? I don't know this woman, and she doesn't know me, and nor have I done any favor for her. But what is the reason that she's taken so much of interest and she's fed me with so much of respect? Then she explained that my son is going out for business. He'll only return after 3 years. But when I saw you, I saw your features and my son's were identical. So if I couldn't get the original, then I got the semblance. So this ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are all Mubarak. Small, the big, the sunnah that relates to the inner self, the sunnah that relates to your outer self, every sunnah. That is why it's recommended to read this kitab from the sunnah. By the Shaykh Ramtaris, Shamail, and the translations are also out. Now, what has happened in these days, there's a lot of listening and a lot of reading. But the application is not as it was desired. Right? So the better thing is read something, say half a page, one page, digest the content, see what it refers to, and then how much of it am I applying? In the Dora class, the last class, last year, so we do the hadith on Salatul Tasbih. The Beast Lord had given the Salatul Tasbih to his uncle Abbas as a special gift. Allah U'tika, Allah U'tika, Allah U'tibuka. Something that will wash out all your wrongs, small, big, past, future, everything. So, the difference between us and the Sahaba Kiram, they wanted some amal. They wanted to learn something, some advice, some amal they wanted to learn, that they will call a gift, a special gift. And we consider a special gift something material. And they, some special advice, some special words of encouragement, a special dua, or a special amal, they will consider that to be a very special thing. So when I come across the hadith, then I ask the boys, how many of you have performed Salatul Tasbih? Generally, all have performed. But then I ask you, how often do you perform it? Then everybody gets the jitters then. Someone says, no, last year I did it, 5 months I did. I say, this is such a thing, such a tremendous reward has been promised, right? We can't find the time to talk to friends, we can't find the time to be on the social group, we can't find the time to make some special coffee and sip it. Huh? That also has become a coffee culture. Huh? So the boys will tell you that the coffee machine 40,000, 50,000, 60,000, kya rakha hai, kuch nahi hai. That simple tea is much more enjoyable than all this thing here. It's just a name, culture, and beauty like this, this type of a cup with that foam on the top, and 3 layers of it by bluffing yourself, bluffing everybody else. Come to simplicity, simple, easy, manageable life, then having a thrilling life. But now, For all these things we can find time. Like to trade in the car, we can find time. To look for a special bargain, we can check and browse. So for everything else, we can't find the time, right? Even for ironing the clothes, we have time. Then I was curious to know, Sahaba Kiram's time, with the ironing the clothes, pressing the clothes, you can't find any trace of them pressing their clothing. One person, the chef of the village, that was his marvelous quality. Every sunnah, he tried to practice it. Even the house was kaccha makan, like the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, unbaked bricks. So someone washed his kurta and they pressed it. He was very irritated. He squashed the thing nicely, properly. He says, what's the good in ironing it? What's the good in pressing this thing? Shafaida Kawai. He says, in fact, by constantly pressing the thing on a hot iron, right, the cloth becomes weaker. Because always under fire, when it's under fire, obviously the durability decreases, doesn't have that age. What's the need to do this? So this sunnahs, actually what they have, it is the work of the beloved. Who's beloved? Our beloved and Allah's beloved, right? So when you do the work of the beloved, in that there is a certain attraction. See? Because you did that, so there's an attraction. How the attraction comes? That you attracted to the ways of the beloved, so then you get attracted to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is attracted to you. And when there's an attraction, then the whole pura rasta khul jata hai. So the attraction is there, and the attraction is complete, right? Then the whole pathway, everything just opens up to you. So what an enjoyable atmosphere it will be. Married people, if they start off, right, they start off obviously with love and kindness, you get much more when things are done with love, kindness, and cheer. Some cheer, some love, some muhabbat, you can get much more of that. Rather than having it a martial law, that style, you don't get much. But with a lot of love, muhabbat, understanding, then you get much more. You hear that famous hadith of the Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha, and the child was ill, right? Or the child was ill, so the father Abu Talha comes in. When he comes in and he finds out from the wife, how's the child? So now see the answer. Huwa askanu ma kana. Now these people had drunk the sunnah. They were drunken with the sunnah, style of. So it went deep into them. Learn it and then how to apply it. That's why we need them. You can read it yourself. But now, people that not only studied it, but they drunk it, went deep into the system. See, what was their take on the hadith? How did they do it? Can just relate it as a story, but then how much of it is part of our lifestyle? So now when he comes in, so he's asking how's the child. Obviously the child wasn't feeling too well, so the father would ask. He's coming around after Isha, had a full day. So the reply she gives is, huwa askanu ma kan. Child is very comfortable. Simple translation, he is very much comfortable. So now when he heard that, he was quite relaxed. Now the child was ill, and now the mother says that he's very comfortable, very relaxed. She served him, and then he wanted some intimacy, she did everything. Then, around Fajr time, she broke the news that your child, Khuda ke pyare ho gaye, has gone into the arms of Allah Ta'ala. Why did you tell me the night? So I see the person that has drunken the sunnah, that his behavior, his take is different. They think, understand, and then apply. Because that's the very, very spirit of the sunnah, that you think about it, how must I apply it, how must I understand it, and how must it be applied. So she must have thought, if I'm going to break the news of the child's death at night, this man, my husband, he worked the whole day, he won't eat. Obviously, can you eat? A dear child, very close to your heart, and who these days, can you eat? He won't eat. Number two, he won't sleep. And then tomorrow is another day for him. So he won't eat, he won't sleep, right? And number three is, he can't do anything till the morning, because in the morning he'll have to dig the grave, prepare everything, etc. So all that will have to be done by the morning. So then what's the need to break the news to this man here at this time? Yes, I am grieved. The mother's attachment to the child, obviously, is at a different level. Father also has an attachment, but the mother is like as though it's part of her flesh, part of her heart. So she takes differently to it. Now she thought of it so maturely, so perfectly. Let him rest, let him eat, let him enjoy himself. And she took on all the pain on herself. See, the pain and agony she took on herself. And obviously she won't be able to rest. Obviously she won't do anything, she can't do. She'll be tossing around, right? Pretending to be asleep. She knows what's going on, what's happened, she knows exactly. So she did everything. Anyway, in the morning, the message is gone to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then also he read the whole thing. She fed me and arrested and intimacy, everything. So, alright, may Allah give you barakat for that night. And then she conceived that. Allah blessed her with a child. And that child was the father of 10 very prosperous ulama. Very, very prosperous and ulama. What else was? He's prosperous and he's an alim. But now, the point to understand is the time for endurance was fractional. But the rewards beyond our imagination. It's Allah Ta'ala. The time for the endurance was very little. But the rewards are it's beyond comprehension. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam, and when that lady is trying to trap him, right? Right. So that moment of the trial must have been short, right? But then the praise that Allah Pak rewards him with, praise that Allah rewards him, right? It says, Ma'ad, the first encounter, he says, Ma'ad Allah. Allah Pak got it into court, right? Ma'ad Allah, Allah Ta'ala forbid. Innahu Rabbi. See, my master, he's your husband. He's been so kind to me. Consider these things. And Allah Pak is speaking about it, extolling the virtues. You see, this is Sunnah. Understand how it works. Right. How to manage a situation. See his wife now, how she managed the situation. She went through the pain, but she didn't say to herself that if I'm in pain, then you must also share the pain. Because there is a thing like gender equality. See, See who's running, who's ruling our lives. Kuffar are ruling our lives. Some years ago, there was a question about gender equality. You know? About 8-9 years ago. So I said, in my opinion, this is equivalent to Satanism. So worldwide, there were responses. Many from Muslims, how could he say this? How could he say this? Then some local ulama also, a popular, the TV and all, so they say also, no, he doesn't know what he's saying. So, when you are working, you mustn't worry about comments. Worry about comments, then your whole thinking, your behavior will all get affected. Do your work, as long as you know it's right, then it's carry on. Like as though you didn't hear it. كَأَلَّمْ يَسْمَعَ Like we didn't hear the thing. Well, now, I saw the flurry of comments, that's why let me give a detailed answer. I said, when it's akin to Satanism, why? Because when you talk of gender equality, that means that woman must be treated exactly like how you are treated. And this goes directly against the wording of the Quran. The Quran says, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً Men have a degree of excellence over them. See that. See that. وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً بِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ رِجَالُ قُوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِمَا أَنْفَقُوا وَبِمَا For two reasons, Allah says. One is because they are supposed to be spending, right? They spend on the household. And number two is this, that this rating is the rating of Allah Ta'ala. He is rated one as superior to the other. So you can't alter this. So you see this big, the people that manage these big jet fighters, any one of them is a woman. You don't see one person as a woman, all men. So there is a rating in the strength, in the intelligence, in the control of emotions, right? Something that is unique to men. Women can't handle it. Right? We're sending commandos, right? High trained soldiers, right? Do you find any person to be a woman? You won't find that. Now, when everything gets mixed up. Everything up, so the position of the man gets lost, right? And that's talbis, the exact meaning of talbis, talbisa iblis, the shaitanic confusion. So anybody talks like this, then that's shaitanic, because he's confusing the minds. See? Now you got so many cases coming up, see when there's talbis confusing, right? So, when that woman is earning very well, then there's two problems. There's scores of women that don't want to get married, right? And then, because they say, oh, we are earning well, we can stand on ourselves. So what's the need? To be ruled by someone else, what's the need? We can manage ourselves. The second is this, that when they say this, right, that we can manage ourselves, right, then in the event they get married, the marriage is not as smooth as it's supposed to be. Because their mind is making money. One woman, very professional, right? Husband now and he comes here. She's earning very well. The child, when he turned about 16, 17, so she bought the child a Lamborghini, 5 million rand, brand new. So she's so wealthy. But the husband came here one day, he said, but there's no life. So, then he explained, all right, what he means by no life. He says, you know, for all the years that we are married, we couldn't sit as a family, eat together nicely, properly, with ease, happiness, cheer. One day we thought, all right, you know, this Saturday evening, we'll dine out, right, Spurs. Nice steaks, all that, right. As we washed our hands, sat at the table, and they served us with the starters, right, this phone came, and she says, "Jens, sorry, I have to leave. There's an emergency operation, and she's specialized, so she has to attend to that." So, where's the life? You see the money, but there's no life. So when it's a divine distribution, it's ordained by Allah Ta'ala, then the divine ordainment, don't disrupt it. Just leave it. It's divine and it's by Allah Ta'ala, then don't disrupt it. Just leave it. The hand does work and the feet also do work. But now can they say, you know, both got like something like fingers, right? That's also just that you call it toes and just fingers. But both, in Urdu you'll say Ungliya, Arabic will say Asabi. Same, right? So now, can you say now, you know, all the years now, the feet were doing all the walking, now let's swap the roles with the hands to the walking. Can you do that? It's a divine distribution. The feet will do this, and this will do this. So when it's divine appointed, all the years that we know, women were conceiving, right? Now, can you see now, hey, for so many years, many, many thousands of years, and women are conceiving, now let's stop the rules. Can we do that? Can't. Just do it the way it was ordained by Allah Ta'ala. Don't change, don't alter. So, it's a divine order, right? For all the years that we know, there's 24 hours, right? Now, can anybody change that order? Can't change it. Why is it defined? For all the years that we know, sun is coming out in the east, right? Now say the sun, hey, you know what? We made a petition that you come out from the east, so now from tomorrow you come out from the west. You know, it's unfair that you start at the east every day. They get you first, New Zealand and Australia and Fiji Islands, they get you first. So for so many years, you were first, you know, these people were first. Now it's our right now, let's turn the whole cycle, we must get you first. Now does it happen? It can't happen. We know it's divine. And with a divine distribution, it must carry on that way. You don't disrupt that distribution. Leave it. Allah wants it, leave it. So many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah shows clear disparity of man and woman. لِلْرِجَالِ مِسْلُحَ الزِّلْءُ سَيِّنِ When you're winding an estate, then the daughter will get half the share of the brother. No equality again, right? Can you see that? Then again, in namaz, etc., we'll say, أَخِّرُوهُن Women, keep them back. Can you say that? أَخِّرُوهُن Keep them in the back seat. Don't give them the front seat. So I tell my friends also, then we must apply that in our driving as well, that we're driving the cars, right? So let them be in the back seat. What's the need for them to be in the front seat? Is there a need? Darling, you know, you can do in your house. Now you're on the road, this must be different. Because many times it can happen like this. Like you are driving a car, so the car is coming from the opposite direction, you first look at the registration. If you recognize it, then on impulse, basically, Assalamu alaikum. And if that's upper the side, then the huge thing, Amen. She may just leak it out to your friend, as you know, that you, whether your intentions are right or wrong. Akhiruna, give them back. There's no need for them to be sitting in front. What's the need? It's just a Western culture, see. Whatever the Western West does, that is something that we must embrace. Why? Because there's a God. Gave them that status. Whatever they do. If they eat with a spoon, let's do it. Now you're getting people saying, Na'uzubillah. They scholars. But they say, educated degrees, etc., they got. Are so filthy to eat with the fingers. See that? So the ways of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam seems to be contemptible in their sight. And the ways of the West seem to be pleasing and attractive. Then on the day of Qiyamah, what will happen? On the day of Qiyamah, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. See that Surah Takbir. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. People will be grouped together. They'll be grouped according to their actions and their tendencies. You liked and you inclined to the type of people that you liked and you took to, so you'll be grouped accordingly. Understand this. That's why I say that the life can only go right if the agenda is right. The agenda is the hereafter. When the agenda is the hereafter, then can the life go right. But the agenda is something else, then the life doesn't go. You're going in a circle. So you know now, the thing of Qiyamah, and that ayat is before you. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. People will be grouped. And then grouped, and how? When all the multitudes are there. Your child is there, grandchild is there, your son-in-law, your daughter-in-law, your mother, father, nana, dada, everybody is there. All are there. And then you are grouped with an LG. Is it embarrassing or not? You are grouped with a Christian. Is it embarrassing or not? You are grouped with an atheist. Is it embarrassing or not? You are grouped with people that commit zina, right? Is it embarrassing or not? So if that is before you, see, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah is saying it, so boldly saying it. People will be grouped, and they will be grouped according to their tendencies, their actions, what they liked. You like this, so get grouped with the same people. But the difference is here, it can be concealed, you know. He's a transgender or something, but you can't make out. But there it becomes apparent, clear, from everybody. How disgusting, how disgraceful, how embarrassing. Your son considered you to be a gentleman, a proper father. But now, he finds out that he's a LG, he's a transgender, he's a bisexual, whatever it is. How disgusting will it be on that day? So we thought of this life here, but did we register the life after death? So as you know, register that life, then everything falls in place. And if you don't register that life, then nothing goes in place. Everything works with that. إِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. And then other thing that the West took out, it's a second edition, second version of paganism. So one was the paganism of the past, where the child was buried alive, right? Where the father had killed the child. It was paganism, right? Mainly if it was a daughter, and she was killed, kalas. So that was the first version of paganism. Now there's a new edition of paganism. So here Allah says, وَإِذَا الْمُؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Imagine if that child, right? That child lodges a complaint, Allah Ta'ala, ask my parents, everybody had a chance to live, why did they deprive me of the gift of life? I was in the womb, I was doing so well, and then they had to abort me. They changed the whole name from murder to abort, abortion. But that abortion doesn't change the reality. Just changing a name doesn't change the reality. You know, that's a trick of the West. So they give some fancy names now. One is to say sweeper, right? So they don't use that simple word. They make it look complicated. It's a street technician. Who are you bluffing? The person is committing zina. So they say, no, they don't say adultery. They don't say these words here, not adultery. They say extramarital affair. So now the normal person thinks, all right, you've got one wife, and an extra wife is what? Second wife. That's how he thinks, right? But now they cover it up with so much of gloss, they make that excreta look like, you know, palatable. Like I say, this interfaith, right? If you look, you think about it, then shirk ala zulmun, I think the worst, the most filthiest thing is shirk. There isn't anything filthy, more filthy than shirk and disbelief. Right? It can't be anything, because the person died with filth on his hand or something, he'll still go to Jannah, inshallah. But if he's got the filth of shirk, then class. So this is something that a Muslim cannot endure, shirk, kufr. And now you want to be with the mushriks and kafirs on one platform, on stage, right? I ask you, is the filthiest thing, it's on the cup, or on the pot, on the glass that you're drinking. It's not inside, but are you going to drink that from the glass, that utensil, or that pot of bilwa? Are you going to drink it? When it's the filthiest thing, there can't be anything filthier. Because this filth, you still can go Jannat. That filth, Jannat says, the stench is too much. I can't take you. Come with me, I can't take you. But now you're enduring the same thing. See? In the shirka, the zulmun azim. So, the need to understand deen, but in perspective. Like I showed this to Umm Sulaym, and how she controlled the whole situation, understands the feelings of the husband, understands sentiments, respects the man for his position, respects his work, right, all that. And then how she controlled the situation. It can only happen that akhirat is before you. Whole kitab of the Shaykh writes. Why? Because we don't think about the akhirat. You do this, and this is the reward. Do this, and this is the reward. One person came to me, says his father passed away, so he saw him with his ihram, you know. He's wearing an ihram. So I told him, see, it's possible that your father in his lifetime used to make wuzu at home and then proceed to the hijjah. He should do that. But the hadith that promises you that you made the wuzu at home and then you went, then, but now he must have had so much of yakin in that hadith, you know, that he won't take a chance and make the wuzu at home and go on foot to the masjid. So, see that. So when you register the hereafter, then things fall in place. Understand? You can. That is now proportionate to your registering and your conviction of the life after death. See? So, I show you already two places in the Quran Sharif, right? The third I show you, أَخِّرُوهُنَّ, right? Keep them back. Right? Because now, what you are saying, see, that you're saying the woman, that see the difficulties and the challenges of life, I must take it on. for you, right? I can't be a coward. I can't be a coward to ask you also. You must also take on the challenges of life. Now you take on the challenges of the home body, and I will take the challenges of life. That's the message you are giving. But now, when you are putting on the same footing, that means both of you are responsible. Both of you are answerable. Equally. So now, in the laziness of man, he shirked his responsibility and he shared it. She said, he shirked and he shared with the wife. That's the laziness. So then you will have the ripple effects, all complications will come about. What about the child sending to a nursery, sending this? You don't get the same product of the child, because that child was brought up in a nursery. It's brought up from in a nursery, they did it only as a business. They didn't do it with love. They didn't mother the child. They didn't beget the child. So it's not with that love, not with that hand, not with that care. So the child is becoming just a material object. See? He's not given that love. So when he's not given that love, can he show love in turn? So this divine distribution, قَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. See, what are they saying? Equal. But the Quran is saying, قَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. Stay in the house. لَا تَبَرَّجْنَا. Don't make a display of your beauty. But they think, no, she must come out. So, see this. So I gave a detailed answer. When I gave a detailed answer, everything comes off. But now Quran Sharif ko sochte hai. Quran Sharif is no more their guide. Their guide is what the West is doing. So now, this I'm saying, my fear is then, وَإِذَنْ نُفُوسُ زُوْوِجَةً. On the day of Qiyamah, then when your book, your guidance is coming from the West, they say all must have interfaith or like the Samit. They say women must go to school and all whatever. So do it right. So who became your imam? Was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or the West? So on the day of Qiyamah, how would you be grouped? Where would you be grouped? So if you want to register, then you will be on track. And you don't want to register these things here, then you'll go totally off the track. الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَعًا. All the efforts, all got wasted. Bayans here becoming international, whatever. All the efforts are got wasted. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَعًا. And you think you're doing something credible. But now, you see, when you went off the track, what happened? All that effort is gone, wasted. So that sunnah is, sounds old-fashioned, but that's the way. Right? Allah made the nose to breathe. So, through the day of Qiyamah, you must breathe from this. Now you try to breathe from your ears, from your toes. What happens? Can't. No. I say no. This, you know, the nose is so much of work. 24 hours, that thing is just working. Yeah? It's about the few organs that work all the time. Right? The outer organs is the only organ that works 24 hours. Right? The nose breathing all the time. Everything else, nothing else. Nothing else works after that. The only thing works is the nose. Because eyes are shut, ears are shut, mouth is closed, right? Everything is shut. The only thing, the only shop that is open is the nose, right? So now, the only thing, you know, I'm working 24/7. I need to take a break. Eyes, you do my job now. Can it happen? Can't happen. It's divine. What? It's ordained and it's divine. When it's divinely ordained, it's keeping that. How Allah Ta'ala ordained it, this happened. See, we have the Jummah, right? The Jews have the Saturday, Christian Sunday, right? So it was shown to them. It was shown to them, right? But then they had a choice. When they had a choice, they opted for Saturday and they opted for Sunday, right? And in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, what was the day? Friday was the day. But because they had an option, they took that. And they said, that Allah Ta'ala completed the whole process of creation on a Friday. So Saturday was nothing. So Saturday let it be dedicated for worship. So they used their own discretion against divine decree. And then the Christians did the same. What they did, they said, no, Allah Ta'ala commenced the process of creation on a Sunday. So ibadah must be on a Sunday. One day must be dedicated. So all went off. And Allah Ta'ala blessed the Muslim. Why? Man aslam wajhu. All they wanted to know is what is the divine order. Allah Ta'ala wants this, let it happen. Then we will not employ our reasoning, our brains. See? So that is why now that taslim, you know, that is the highest maqam. It is a command of Allah Ta'ala, let it be. Like I said, you know, the nose will do its work, no other organ can do its work. Just leave it there. So Allah Ta'ala is ordained, just leave it. He's given a woman a position, you should remain in that position. Right? Don't you make a dazzling appearance of your beauty. Leave it just at home. Now you're not going to go with that. Then there'll be illa taf'alu wa takun fitnatun fil ard. You're not going to do that. There'll be fasad. There'll be corruption. It can be how pious you want to. But then you didn't conform to the standard of Allah Ta'ala. Then there must be corruption. It must be evil. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ اللَّهِ. And what you must do? وَسْكُرْنَا مَا يُطْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Same, you don't see what. In your homes, then do ta'lim. What is ta'lim? What is the fazail of Quran Sharif and Hadith? What else? Some places to elucidate some stories of the pious. But mainly what is it? Quran Sharif and Hadith. Just it was 2 days ago, it was tabakkul. Or from the Quran Sharif, what else? Quran Sharif and Hadith. So talk about this, repeat it. And don't say, no, we know this. By just saying that, no, I know it, that's not right. How much of it is in your life that you are something exciting? Something different. So that different thing, that doesn't work. See from your childhood, you are eating tea and toast, right? It's a change now. You know, breakfast you'll have roast and biryani. Will you do that? Nobody should have that. Roast and biryani, no. So you do it from your childhood, till now you do the same. So the home was for the ta'lim. Zikr, Quran Sharif, ta'lim. Now, in place of that, you're running around here, there, everywhere. Because the West is doing it, so what the West does is the best. That's the mind. They're running around everywhere, shopping and whatever else. Then you must do that. Because there's a lack of the ta'lim. What is the ta'lim is telling you? Kurna ma yutla, karna fi buyuti kunna. They telling you, no, you are equal. So that is why this gender equality is equal to Satanism. No difference. Yes, it's a whole defiance. Shaitan also defied. Aba was takbara. Defied, and this gender equality also is a defiance. When it's defiance, then same part of shaitan, what's the difference? This is an open defiance, that is an open defiance. So this sunnah, right, to hold on to the sunnah, learn, understand, apply, then the wisdom of it will come. Now see this Umm Sulaym, actually acted like the modern Western woman. Nobody would have spoken about her. But she acted according to the teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Up till now we speak in such praise and such respect for her. Right. It's old fashioned, but she held on to that. Up till now, 14th century, but we speak so highly about her. Why? Just because she held firm to the Sunnah. So the Sunnah mustn't be treated lightly. For anything, any person, any time. And Allah Ta'ala will bless you. My one friend, I got a seat in the plane, no? And one white woman there, next to him, very scantily dressed, like Miss Universe, right? Pretty, everything, you know, beside the other woman. She's also not too well. So he asked her if he could swap the seat. They all dangling the fruits. For now, he says, hey, it's a long journey, 5 hours. I can't manage this thing. From his heart, he's asking Allah Ta'ala. See that Allah Ta'ala likes it. One is that you sat on there and say, hey, you know, kya kare? What can I do? You're enjoying. How are you, Miss Universe? What show are you going for? Can you give me your address? Say, no, you can't be so for yourself, you know. You mustn't be to yourself. It's mix up. Mix up and whatever. You'll become a mix up just now. But he's quite that figure. He's worried. If I die in this condition, and then Lavak says, alright, you like this type of life, so mix up with them. Join up with them. Now, one other white person saw that I was very uncomfortable. So, Allah put in his heart, he came, said, you don't mind swapping the seats? Yeah, sure. See, when you got that figure, that concern is genuine, then it's like that, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah speaks and extols his praises up to this day. Right? But he didn't leave that. He tried his best to escape from the whole scenario. Right? He's caught up now. He's in a majboor of kya kare, let's give in. He tried his best to escape. And then the Mu'arrikheen write that as he came to the fastened doors, each door just opened out. You see that? You try your best to escape, to move out. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Escape towards Allah. Run. You caught up now. You know now, the mall, and it's got the capacity for wrong, the potential for wrong. You know he's got it. And you can't escape. But the woman there, music there, display the lights there, and all extravagance. You know that. And you know, you don't have that strength that you can endure all this thing here. You'll become a prey to this. Now you went there, tried to legalize, took your children there. They got a liking for this haram. So, have you left a good legacy for the children or a filthy legacy? Being selfish. You know? If you had true values, you wouldn't be so selfish. You know, hey, I'll buy you something better ice cream, sweet and all that, whatever you want, but not in this environment. And you show the children, they also create an aversion for this. But now, for your personal pleasure, you took these children there, innocent and you know, impressionable minds. Then kya ho jayega? What happened to the children? Can you see the legacy that you left for them? Allah Ta'ala.